Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope. Friends, welcome to another hopeful morning with your girl, Minister Kim, family and friends. Happy New Year. We made it. It is 2015, and I am excited. I am grateful to be back in the studio. Wow. Awesome, awesome stuff that we have lined up for you today. I have a question for each and every one of you who is listening. The question is, what will you do to make your life better? Oh, man, our New Year's Eve at the temple was awesome with my pastor, my spiritual father, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper, as he began to share with us a message that really impacted me. It's still resonate in my mind this morning. He said a decision needs to be made. We all need to make some decisions that will change us mentally, physically, and spiritually. If you decree and declare that you want to be a leader and that you want to leave legacies, then guess what? It begins with you. Number one, you got to stop pointing the fingers at other people. You have to own your wrongdoing. So we are challenging you here at the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope that you begin to write a list of things that you know you need to change about yourself, not about someone else, about yourself. Now, this list will continue throughout the year because as you continue to walk closer with God, amen, and get real with yourself, examining yourself, assess yourself, as I say with my clients, that you will begin to write some stuff down that will arise up in you. He's like, that is not the spirit of the living God that I'm serving. So please, let's do that. And then I'm going to share with you every week some of my decisions that I've changed in my life and give you a testimony. So let's do that together. Amen. I believe that as we continue to join together in unity, that the enemy ain't going to have no say-so and no matter. So today, I'm really excited to be with you. I must say to this awesome woman that works beside me every day, it's been 5 years, she is committed to God, committed to ministry, committed to our relationship as covenant sisters and friend, Radio Angel executive producer Kim M. Sutters. As I was on holiday, I was listening in and she was doing her thing. Kim, I thank you. You've been asking for a t-shirt, but you know you're worth more than a t-shirt to me. So we got you something really wonderful, and I'm just so excited that you stood in. So listeners, we have a great show for you today, because guess what? My pastor, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper from Kingdom Life Temple is with us. We're going to talk about the importance of fasting and consecrating ourselves throughout this year, not just, you know, for the beginning. You know, we always do this 21 days of consecration, and then after that, we go to our always. Remember, my pastor said it, and I'm going to say it throughout this year, a decision needs to be made in order for you to go higher in any area of your life. You need to be accountable. Make a decision. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope.
Yes, there were times.
out real soon. The devil thought he had me, but guess what? I made it. I made it. You need to say that to yourself right now. I made it. Amen. I made it through all the storms, all the disappointment, all of the decisions that I made that wasn't really good for me. I made it. You made it. God has given you another opportunity to get in line with his will for your life. You have to get in line with God. You have to have a covenant relationship with God. You need to have a prayer life, amen, so that you can remain lined up with God. Don't come out of your 21-day consecration and go back to your old ways. Be pushing past up those things that used to hinder us, distract us. So without further ado, I want to introduce you to my pastor, my spiritual father that feeds me. When we talk about God chases those who he loves, my pastor, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper, definitely is a man of God, anointed, and he definitely chases after his children. He shows the love of Christ on a daily basis. Every time I text, every time I call, every time I'm in the sanctuary with him, it's just an awesome relationship, and I thank him for being my spiritual dad. So without further ado, I want to welcome you, Pastor, once again to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope.
God bless you, Minister Kim, and thank you for having me on the show this morning. It's a privilege and an honor, and I'm excited to be a part of this first show for the year. I'm excited to be a part of it.
Thank you so much. Now, Pastor, the reason why I asked you to come back on as my spiritual leader and as we are going into 21-day consecration, amen, you wrote back in 2013 a manual based on basic steps to successful fasting and prayer. What inspired you to write this manual?
Well, I believe that, first of all, we must understand that fasting should be a part of every believer's life and a part of the walk of those that are following behind God, understanding that it is not just something that the church created. It's not something that we just came up with, but it's something that's commanded in the scripture in order for us to, I would say, mature, in order for us to kill the appetite for the flesh. There's a scripture I'm reminded of in Romans 8:5 that says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." So as we consecrate and as we fast, what we're actually doing is we're denying those cravings of the flesh, denying those desires of the flesh, so that we can, I would say, actually strengthen our spirit so that we can become those that God desires for us to be.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. So this manual has been a blessing in my life, not just for the first fruits, when we talk about the first consecration of the year, but throughout the year, I constantly go back when I'm fasting and following these steps, and I feel personally that it has matured me. It has caused me to be more close to God than I've ever been before. And I'll say this, because I'll say this all the time, but I don't know if you've ever heard it, but when Kingdom Life was established December 9th, 2013, right? It's been 2 years, right? Okay. I walked in the temple and I said, "I'm saved as of today." Like, I knew that the transition in my life was going to begin and that I was going to really learn God and get closer to God. I made up in my mind that I wanted to walk with Christ the more. You know what I mean? I didn't want to play games. I didn't want to, dance around the word of God. I didn't want to shout and praise, not that I'm perfect, but I had a conscience that I needed to really line myself up with God. And I want to thank you so much for creating this manual, something that we can follow. My thought is a lot of times that we do stuff, but we don't know the significance or the importance of why we're doing it. So we just do it. We get on the bandwagon. This is what you do because I was told to do it. But we need to know why we're doing something so it's more meaningful and you get something more out of it. Am I correct about that, Pastor?
Absolutely, absolutely right. I believe that whenever we hear something or whenever we desire to do something, we should not just take it at face value because someone else said it. We should always endeavor to see what it is. If someone has never fasted before, the first question they should ask themselves is, what is fasting? One of the definitions that I placed in the manual there is that it's a voluntary denial of the normal functions, the normal things that we are, the normal things that we supply to the body for, and I underline this in the book, in the manual, for intense spiritual activity. What we actually do is we deny ourselves food, we deny ourselves the normal things that, if I can say to a degree, mostly that please the flesh. We abstain from those things so that we can come up and become more of what God would have for us to be. So in essence, what we would actually say is that fasting is a commitment to help us get to that place of self-denial, you know, to overcome. And what this does is it gives us the ability to overcome temptations.
And we do have a lot of temptations. I was doing additional study.
Absolutely. I don't care how long you've been saved. I don't care how long you've been praying and reading your word, how long you've been in church. As long as you are in this flesh, there will be something that gets your attention. As you notice, every time I preach, I always say this, that the enemy knows that you like lettuce, tomatoes, and mayonnaise on your sandwich. He knows what to put in front of your face to get your attention. And I'm not just talking about food.
Oh, that's why I was going to say that. I was doing some more research, and I stumbled on Pastor Paula White, and she said there's two things that the enemy really bottles us down with, food and sex. Like, there's such a craving, and you have to understand that you have to deny yourself. And even in your manual, you talk about sustaining for different things. So when we come back, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about just necessary steps that we need to apply in our life as we go on to consecration, 21 days, if you're going to do a three-day fast, seven-day fast, throughout 2015, and let's just make this a part of our walk with God, not just for 2015, but for the rest of your life. Make fasting and prayer a part of your life so you can get closer to God and really know what your purpose is in life. One of the things I say, Pastor, I don't want to die with all my goods. I want to go empty. You know what I mean?
I
want to go empty.
You.
So, yeah, I like when you pull stuff out of me. I like when I'm stretched. You know, I like when I have to go home and cry, oh, he was talking about me today. And I have to repent and ask God to forgive me. Amen. So, good stuff at the temple. Amen. You know, we always talk about the temple here. So, I'm going to continue to invite you there because I need to see all my listeners there. I don't care where you live at. When you are visiting New York, we would love to see you at Kingdom Life Temple here in the Bronx. So, we'll be back as we continue to discuss the importance of why you need to have a consecrated life in 2015. And that includes fasting and prayer with our, because he's a great man of God. He's a leader. And guess what? If you in his presence, he's definitely going to guide you. My pastor, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper from Kingdom Life Temple here in the Boogie Boogie Bronx. We'll be back.
Hi, I am Ms. Myra Smith Fry. And on behalf of the I Am Special Movement, we want to take this time to invite you to visit the porch. Come on, stop by on Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Dial 832-551-5100. Access code 232885 for the I Am Special Inspirational Call. We not only offer you an ice-cold mason jar full of lemonade or tea, but we make sure that you know you are special. Thanks to all the great information, knowledge, and wisdom shared there, you are going to leave knowing that special people do special things. So come on by each Sunday. Join us on the porch.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, I am so excited to have my pastor, my spiritual father here, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper from Kingdom Life Temple here in the Bronx, as he continues to discuss and teach us why it's important to incorporate fasting and prayer in your life, not just for the first beginning of the year, like we give our first fruits, we do 21 days, but really knowing why it's important to fast. And he's been giving us some great nuggets here. I shared also with you the message from our New Year's Eve celebration, talking about that we need, you and I need to make a decision, and that decision is being accountable. So begin to write that list, some of the stuff that you used to do or still doing it or still coming up in you that you need to say, okay, I need to get rid of this, I need to get rid of that, I need to get rid of that individual, I need to not hang out over here, so that you can be in line with God. Pastor, before break, we talked about some of the things that we need to avoid. You explain what fasting is and what it is to deny yourself. And one of the things that I mentioned about just listening to one of Paula White's message in regards to food and sexual intercourse, there are different types of fasting, like the Daniel fast, the absolute fast. Can you elaborate a little bit more and give us some clarity today?
Absolutely. There are three that I mentioned in my manual, which are, I would say, the most central that those that have fasted over the past couple of years zero in on at least one of the. There's the complete fast, the traditional fast, the vegetable-only fast, or the liquid fast. I wouldn't say, you know, one is better than the other, but when you are denying yourself, it means that there's sometimes it has to be a customized fast for the individual based on their lifestyle. Some cannot just completely not eat because of they have to take medication or whatever the case may be. So there are different things that can be done. Within the parameters of denial that will, you know, help an individual. When we look at the complete fast, this is when an individual goes for a period of time without eat food at all. This is, I would say, the most popular one that's been taught in the church. When they don't go without food, we also recommend that they would have at least have water so that you do not dehydrate and get ill in the middle of the consecration and then defeat, you know, your purpose for going on the consecration. Then we have, which is the traditional fast, where you eat one meal a day after 6 p.m. The interesting thing about that is I always say, if you're consecrating for these 21 days, there's a denial of self. There's a strict guideline you should have. It's not a buffet after 6 p.m. It's still denying yourself. So you should have one meal after 6 p.m. Then we have the vegetable fast, which I think in this day and time where we all be conscious about our intake, you know, this is a diet that consists only of vegetables and fruits, no meats, no fish. And then we have what is basically called the liquid fast, where you're only taking in soups and you're taking in juice. And in this day where everybody has some type of juicer or bullet in their house, they, you know, can do that with fruits as well. So there's various ways you can do it meet the need of your life or the demand of your life and still be able to, I would say, complete, have the spiritual benefits from it, because there are spiritual benefits from the fast.
Amen. And in all that, and we do have an inbox question for you, Pastor, is that to deny yourself so that you can get closer, get clarity with God, you know, and that's something that I'm reiterating, because it's important that we understand whether you decide to do an absolute fast, a vegetable fast, or a liquid fast, that you are making a conscious decision to sacrifice yourself. And God honors those who make those sacrifices for Him. He honors those. So don't feel like, well, I can't do this, I can't do that. You can do any one of those three. You know, if the first week you want to do an absolute fast, you got to drink your water. The next week you want to do a vegetable fast. The following week you want to do whatever, but you got to gradually start out and prepare yourself. And this is one of the questions that we were inboxed. So I thank God for those listeners that are inboxing us. And if you have any questions, continue to inbox us on our fan page on Facebook, which is The Morning Glory, IVOP, or Hope, or just press the favorite button one, and we'll definitely have our executive producer Kim bring you in. The inbox question is, are there things you must do before you fast?
Things that you must do before. I would not say that something in concrete that you must do before, but one thing I will definitely say, make sure that you prep your body for it because you're taking your body through a change. You're taking your body through a change. So mentally, you would want to make sure that, you know, you're getting the right rest, you know, you're doing the right things. I would say during the constant, during your fasting. Also, you know, don't only just fast from food. Fast from TV. Fast from social media. Because remember, again, when we're fasting, what the spiritual benefits that's developing from this is we're cultivating, you know, a conscience of having more of a God presence in our life. And a lot of the things that go on social media, that go on these reality shows that are on TV, you really don't want to mix the two. You want your mind to stay focused. And I know a lot of your listeners know that January is that month where we've been waiting for a lot of shows that we watch to come back on. And, you know, if you're going to deny yourself for 20 days, deny yourself these particular things. Let that DVR go for you and catch up with it later. But these first 21 days, committed to God, set yourself aside. Basically, that's what we say, fasting more often than consecrating. But when we say consecrate, basically consecrating is setting oneself aside. So that we can receive spiritual benefits, spiritual enrichment, and so that we can, you know, kind of clean house, if you will.
Because I like
fasting
that.
It's primarily just a restoration, you know. It gives the Holy Ghost the ability to do a revival within us, wake up that spiritual powerhouse that's in us. And kill and burn up all the things that have suppressed it. Because sometimes when we let certain things in our spirit, you know, it kind of suppress, you know, I would say a reverence for the things that we should. But when we consecrate, we realize, wow, I was letting this in the way, I was letting that in the way. I say this often, and then I'm going to give it back to you, is that when we fast and consecrate, what it gives God the ability to do, but through the conduit of the Holy Ghost, is shine a light on our heart. And what God does through that is He plows our heart, meaning that He turns our heart over and over. And the things that are not like Him begin to come to the top, and we see them. What happens is, when you're consecrating, you're going to see who you really are, because things will come out of you that you didn't realize were even in your heart. And what God does through the Holy Ghost allows you to see it so you can address it while you're consecrating, while you're praying, while you're reading your word. These things come to the top so that they can be addressed.
And these inbox questions, I love the inbox questions that are coming in. This is helpful to all of us, for those who might not get onto a website today, but those on the line, the switchboard, we're going to open up the line when we take our next break. When we come back, we definitely, if you have any comments or questions, you can speak to my pastor, amen, and get what I get on a weekly basis from him. Another inbox question is, how important is fellowship while fasting if you don't have a church home?
Well, I would definitely say that if you do not have a church home, at least find a ministry that you trust, a ministry that is teaching the Word of God, and at least try to get into their Bible study if you cannot make their morning worship. If both, that would be good. But you do need instruction. You do need guidance. But then again, that is predicated on the individual. Some have some I would say, foundation of a church, and some don't. Those that don't and are taking this or doing this for the first time, I would advise that you do try to sit in and assemble it yourselves with a church that you trust.
Amen. Good response. We do have a caller online. I'm going to bring you in. I know I said I was going to bring you in before, but my executive producer, she said nope. So I got to be obedient. Okay, so we're going to bring the caller in. Kim, if you can bring the caller in.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Glory, International Voice of Hope. This is Minister Kim and my pastor, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper.
Good morning, Pastor Dr. Thomas S. Cooper and my sister, Minister Kim. This is Myra from Texas.
Hi, Myra. How are you?
I'm good, and it sounds like you both are great.
Yes.
I am truly getting a lot from this message. And there was a pastor some years ago that, along with fasting from, you know, everything going into your gates and fasting from the food, he talked about something called fasting from thinking, which, you know, thoughts lead to a lot of things. So I was just wondering, had your pastor ever heard of that particular angle when you're fasting, and what would be his thoughts on that?
Well, what I would say to that, thinking, that's pretty much a cliche. And if it's in reference to, a lot of times when we hear these cliches, they're pretty much just a catchphrase to get the attention of the audience to which the speaker is addressing. But they're usually some way connected to some type of scripture. Where the scripture talks about, it says, let this mind be in you that is in Christ. What it actually does is when we're consecrating, we're fasting, what it does is it reduces the power of self. What the Holy Ghost has the ability to do is to clean, as I said a few moments ago, clean house, clean out the negativity that would cause us to go into avenues that we should not go into. What fasting does is it gives you the ability to embrace the Word of God so that you can become comfortable with the identity that Scripture gives for each and every one of us. Most of the time we go through things in life, and we do struggle with weaknesses. We do struggle with different things in our life, and sometimes we allow those things to influence how we govern our lives. But what that cliche is really connected to is when we change how we think, we change our decisions. When we change how we think, we change our reactions. When we change how we think, it gives us, you know, a better footing in standing through situations that we face in our life.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Was that helpful?
Oh, yes, it was. There's one other thing. Some people may be in ministries or churches that don't do fast. So can you speak to that person and tell them, you know, how do they do that and get the foundation you were saying they need from being in the church family?
Absolutely.
If it doesn't do that.
Absolutely. Fasting is a personal thing. It's a personal thing. And it's not necessary that your whole church has to do it in order for you to partake in it. So you can basically do this on your own, because it's about your relationship with God. It's about your spiritual enrichment from God. It's about God helping you to purify yourself spiritually and restore you. And one of the things I also like is when we fast, it also increases our spiritual reception. We can feel God better. It's something I say when I preach all the time, is that we got to be careful when our spirit is too noisy, because we can't hear God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need him to come. Stop, we need you to come back and talk about that, because you brought that up. I mean, if E, you know, make sure we have a quiet spirit, you know, so that don't be so busy. So we need to really talk about that. have you come back on, because people need to understand what that means and really go in depth of that, because that's so true. I remember when I kept saying that, like, my head is too noisy. Like, it's just too much going on, too much stuff, and I was just all over, I need to hear God. But that I like that right there, that noisy spirit. We need to have a calm spirit to hear God. We're going to go to a break. Myra, you know I love you. You have an awesome call every Sunday, and I want all of you who are listening to really join the I Am Me Special Movement. It's awesome. Every Sunday night is a family conference call, and it really empowers you to look at your children, your family, in a different way. So we'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with our returning guest, my pastor, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper from Kingdom Life. Shout out Kingdom Life Temple. I love my family. We'll be back.
Everybody with one loud voice. Lord, we rejoice.
Lord, we rejoice.
In the power of your name.
The power of your name.
Lord, we rejoice.
Lord, we rejoice.
In the power.
In the power of your name.
And right now, today, we make a choice.
We make a choice.
To voice our opinion.
Your name.
Your name
is great.
We proclaim your dominion. Yesterday, today.
Because I'm back with you. I miss you, all my listeners, family, and friends. And I have my dad is in the building. My spiritual father is here. Dr. Thomas S. Cooper from Kingdom Life Temple. Again, I want to shout out an awesome church that we have. Amen. So we definitely want to give you the information. And if you don't get it right now, you can always get it on our fan page as we continue to invite you to the temple on Wednesdays and Sunday mornings. And also for Myra, who's in Texas, you know, you're my sister in Christ. So we definitely, I was speaking to Pastor in our green room. This is the heart of him, that we're going to get you the manuals for those who have been inboxing us and have questions behind the scenes of you online and you're like, hey, I want to get this manual. We're definitely going to get you some copies. And you can just inbox me on Facebook. You can go to Kim E. Underwood or go to the fan page, and we definitely will give you the manual. I will send you the manual for absolutely no fee. Amen. You need this. You need this. Like you need your Bible, you need this manual with you so that you can incorporate a consecrated lifestyle with God. Amen. We have another one, inbox question, Pastor. This is something that we brought up during our prayer call on Friday, as you know, I'm encouraging people to fast and pray. We talked about intimacy, and I know in your manual you talk about that. So can you just elaborate a little bit on that in reference to intercourse? For married
Absolutely.
People, and I put that out there, married people.
Yeah, I was getting ready to hit you with that, the disclaimer, before we are held accountable for something that we definitely know is an offense. For those, you know, there's a section that's written in the manual for those that are married, and we will not, you know, be blind to it. The scripture is plain on how, you know, we are to handle, you know, ourselves, those that are married. It's very plain in that scripture, which I also put in the manuals in 1 Corinthians 7 and 5, and it says, defraud ye not one another, except it be with consent for a time, that he may give yourself to fasting and praying and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinence. Sorry about that. What it basically says here now is it says, do not defraud one another. In other words, what we're basically saying here is that when you are married, there is things that you are accustomed to doing, and that you, you know, as you come together, becoming one, this is something that should be agreed upon between each other. Something that should be talked about while you're going on those 21 days. When it talks about not, you know, defrauding one another, because you are married, you belong to one another. So the situation here is that the man or the woman cannot just say, listen now, I'm consecrated, so don't bother me. You can't do that. You cannot do that. You have to be able to have a conversation, speak to one another, come to an agreement on what you're doing. It's very clear in my manual that you must get the okay of your spouse. If there is an agreement there, then after the consecration, after the set time that you have, you'll come together. Why I'm saying that is because the enemy is very, very shrewd. And he's very, very conniving, and he's sneaky. And there's nothing that we can do to outsmart him. He's been doing this for thousands of years. So it's very important on another end, too, that when a believer is married to an unbeliever, a lot of times they will not understand the fast. And they will feel, you know, actually like you're actually denying them. So, you know, you still have to, in that case, explain to them, that spouse, get their permission. And here's the key thing. Understand that if they don't agree, they don't follow after the fast, God honors what you're doing. Come together with your spouse, because that's honorable in the sight of God. And then after that, you go right back into your consecration. God will honor your sacrifices, because, again, you are married. And then, again, with that unbeliever that you're potentially married to, you do not want to have any issues within your marriage.
Amen. Thank you for giving us some clarity. Wait a minute. Got to be married.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about with documentation. Not to say that's my husband and there's no license. Because we have individuals that say that, you know, I'm married.
Yes.
And you're like, okay,
absolutely.
So we want to be clear. We want to be clear on that. That's another show. We gonna
not
live
common
right.
law marriage, right.
Right. We're going to live right.
Right.
In 2015. We're going to get it right. Amen. Get it right. So we're going to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to go into our next portion of the show, which is In the Hood. I got so much information for you guys. I'm just excited. Don't forget, we're going to have the manual that's going to be coming out to you. So please inbox me and let us know what you want. Pastor is still going to be with us. And for those who are calling in, I'm late and you got a little bit and you like, you know what, I need to ask some questions. He's still going to be with us so you can ask some questions. I want you to get this information because your soul is important, especially to my pastor and as well as us here at the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. So we'll be back.
Ladies, would you like to feel more confident, more empowered,
all while simply being yourself? I can tell you firsthand that there is nothing more beautiful than a woman knowing exactly who she is. You're special, unique, and you have gifts and talents that make you an individual. Hi, my name is Kimberly Arrington, and I am the creator of I Am Me University, a unique online community of amazing women around the world, all committed to shine. We're just like you. I'm just like you. And it's time to be amazing, to stop being afraid, to live the life that you know you deserve. I'm so honored and blessed to be a woman, and you should be too. You have more in you than you realize. So won't you join us and get ready to be your best self? You can join us at www.immeuniversity.com. And let's let the world know that we are here.
In Your Hood with Minister Kim, bringing you information from the community. As of January 24th, the state has declared that you can no longer dispose of any covered devices such as computers, laptops, monitors, and televisions in the trash. Cell phones are excluded for all you cell phone lovers, but no, sanitation will no longer be able to take covered devices. What they're saying is that it contains heavy metals such as lead and mercury and other materials that shouldn't mix with the five curb trash. I don't know, you know. Well, you know, the Department of Environmental Protection has all new rules, so hey, we must follow that. So I just wanted you to know, no longer can you dispose of any covered devices. And you know, truth be told, I don't think I'd never want to dispose my computer or my laptop because there's so much important information that's in there. You got hackers. I don't care if it's broke up. You got experts can go in that broke up computer and get your information. So you got to be careful of someone stealing your identity in 2015. The second thing is consecration 2015 is here. Kingdom Life started on the 1st. Amen. And then we here going to start with the 5th through the 25th. I've been with the 1st. So we're going to go all the way in. Our theme is prayer will move mountains. There will be times that we will be having prayer. You know, we have breakfast for your soul every Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday. And then praying moms on Monday night at 9:30. But for all this information, go to www.themorningglory.org. It's definitely up. One of the things I love about my leader, he's always about the community. Kingdom Life has started a food pantry. And they have done it for 2 months, and it has been awesome. I went last month. It was awesome. We want you to participate. And if you feel that you need to come, we definitely will give you the next date that's going to happen this month. But also for all donations, please, you know, hit me up, let me know, or you can bring it to 3030 Jerome Avenue here in the Bronx. We're right there on the corner of Bedford Park, and let us know, hey, this is, I'm donating it for the food pantry because I also want to help feed a family in 2015. So we're doing things together. That's Kingdom Building. Every Sunday afternoon, you can have brunch with your family at Melba's. We have more information on our website as well as our fan page. There's a lot of stuff that's going on in the hood. Union Grove Baptist, Baptist Church is holding their second Martin Luther King celebration. Their theme this year is Moving Beyond the Dream. The celebration will take place on Monday, January 19th at 10 a.m. Last year I went, I took my cousin, and Cheyenne and I had a ball. It was so much information that I was saying, Pastor Foster, you got to do this again. So please, and after that, we fellowship and they fellowship hall. So it's an awesome experience. The children are off. Let them learn about our former leaders, those who stood in the gap for what we have today. So that is being held January 19th here in the Bronx at 10 a.m. at Union Grove Missionary Baptist Church. And then we have our girl, if you don't know, Darlene A. Anderson is doing her thing. She has the making of a module 2 that's coming up on January 25th. That's also on our fan page. So please follow us and we'll let you know what's going on in our community, as well as if you have any information that you think will be helpful for us to share here on radio or on our website or even on our fan page. All you have to do is submit it to us at hope@themorningglory.org. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice Hope with your girl, Minister Kim, and our guest, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper.
Hey, this is Steve Harvey. You know, some people might say I'm a star, but to me, moms are the real stars. You know, they do so much and they show a lot of love for their kids each and every day. That's why I'm excited to partner with Coca-Cola to kick off this year's Coca-Cola Pay It Forward program, which includes the all-new Coca-Cola Pay It Forward Academy and a $5,000 scholarship for the winners. The Coca-Cola Pay It Forward Academy is an all-expense-paid, 3-day experience designed to encourage high academic achievement for teens and provide school tips for moms as they support their teens' academic goals. To give your teen a chance to win this experience hosted by Coca-Cola and me in Atlanta this summer, go to coke.com/payitforward.
Wow, Steve Harvey is doing his thing. Shout out to Steve Harvey and Coca-Cola. We are uniting with them to do awesome stuff for our families. Again, you know we have Praying Moms every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We had an awesome call this past Monday. We had over 20 people on this line, Pastor, and we had this special guest. Her name is Cindy Eugene, and she is all about My Family Matter. And she talked about the importance of us each night saying, I love you because, and explaining to your loved ones why you love them. So we got a lot of challenges going on, but it's to stretch you and to equip you to be loving, to be kind, to walk in the image of God, and to build a healthy environment. Because with all of the stuff that's going on in our world, we need to have a place where our children feel safe. And if it doesn't start at home, I don't know what to tell you. But that's another episode. Pastor, I do have an inbox question that goes back to relating to, ooh, I think you sparked something about the intimacy. And the inbox question was, this individual stated that she is saved. Her husband is an unbeliever, and at times when she wants to fast, he goes against her desire to fast. He takes it more personally. So she was like, how can I address him and let him understand it's not that I'm denying him, but I'm denying myself so that I can have a closer walk with God? That's a deep one.
Yeah, actually, it comes to two different areas, because there, I believe that there has to be another level of dialogue, and, mm-hmm. and what I mean by that is, what is it actually about it that mm-hmm. Bothers him? Why I mm-hmm. say that is because we were directly addressing intimacy, mm-hmm. and then we spoke about how to handle that particular thing, mm-hmm. but. If it is above that, this dialogue needs to be taken a little further, because we need to know what is it exactly mm-hmm. that bothers him when it comes to her consecrating. Mm-hmm. So if the caller is on the phone or can send another message, we can go a little further into that.
Okay, so you heard that. Caller, listener, we're here to help you today. So that you can get clarity, amen, so you can have peace, and that you can honor what your desire is. And I'm going to say this, and my spiritual dad is here, help me if I'm wrong. You know, relationships, when we are unequally yoked, it's a struggle. It's a struggle when you got two same people in the house sometimes, but it's a struggle because your belief is one thing and theirs is something else, and These are things that we got to think about when we get in relationships with people, even friendship, just, you know, friendships with people, making sure that we're all in line. And I'm not saying we're going to have a perfect relationship, but some things can be avoided if we just don't connect ourselves to. So that's one of the things that's on my list. I don't want to connect myself to ungodly things, things that are going to contaminate me and question what I want to do. And that's just too time-consuming for me. But for you, my listener, my sister, so she says is that it's deeper, and that this will have to be an offline conversation. So hopefully she will get back to us, and we can follow up on our next call, because I'm definitely going to sit with you and give you her response, Pastor, okay?
Absolutely. Not a problem at all. We're here to serve the kingdom of
God. Yes, amen. So we're going to go to a commercial break. We come back. You know what we do here before we leave. We always invite you to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Almighty God. If you're not saved, if you're a backslider, you want to give your life over to Christ, we do it right here on radio, the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope. And what do we have? We have my pastor here. So we're going to come back. We're going to pray for your soul today, amen, that you will come to Christ. In 2015, we went in souls. So we'll be back.
God bless you. This is Pastor Thomas S. Cooper. Sometimes life can seem like a puzzle, so many pieces, not knowing where they fit. We know someone who can help you master this puzzle. Jesus is and will always be the answer. I want to take this time to invite you to join us each Sunday morning at Kingdom Life Temple. We're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, New York, between Deadwood Park Boulevard and 204th Street. Our service time is Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m., and we also offer children's ministry during our main worship service and our midweek service on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., also offering our teen Bible study. We'd love to see you in the place. We have a saying at our church, one voice, one sound, one family, one love. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
Welcome back. Again, this is Minister Kim. Family and friends, you know we never leave a show without inviting you to Christ. And what it is a confession from your mouth, believing in your heart that Jesus Christ rose from the dead and that he rose for you and I to have eternal life. And I'm not saying that your life is going to be great. What I'm saying is that you will have a better life, a better understanding of who you are in God. And it's an awesome relationship. I told you, I said, you know, December 9th, 2012, I rededicated myself to God again because I had to make up in my mind that I wanted to live right by God. And even though I go through various different things in my life, I know the foundation of who I am because of the relationship that I have with God. So if you would just open up your mouth and just say, I surrender. Lord, I believe that you sent your son to die for me, to be resurrected so that I can live again. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. It has to come from you. So at this time, I just want to turn this line over for my pastor so that he can pray for us as we enter into the first Saturday of 2015, as we enter into consecration, having a life where we are fasting and praying on a daily basis, that he will just anoint us. Amen? Can we do that today? Pastor?
Yes.
Can you pray for us? Thank you.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you today. Lord God, we thank you for just allowing us another day of life. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to see a new year. It is you that have given us the ability to do all that we do, and we recognize you as the power and the source of our life. God, we pray that every listener, every person that has logged in to this call this morning, we pray something was said that has blessed their life and has put them on the road to change. I pray, Lord God, that you would strengthen every listener, that they would have the ability, Lord God, to do what it is that you have destined for their life this year. I pray that you would help every listener on this call, Lord God, to make a decision to change this year. Every hindrance, Lord God, I pray that you would give them the ability to burn it up, kill it in their life, that they may reap the spiritual benefits even from consecrating. I pray that this year will be a year like none other. I pray, Lord God, that everything your people put their hands to that lines up with their your will for their life, they will be successful. I decree and declare, and I speak over everyone's life that is on this phone, that nothing will be held back from them that will be sufficient for them to go to the place that God is sending them. All destinies will be walked out. All promises will be fulfilled. We believe you now, God, for all that you're getting ready to do. I pray that you would bless every household that's represented on this phone. Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We pray even now, Lord God, for the morning glory show. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God, to be able to touch the world, Lord God, with your word. I pray that you would bless Minister Kim, Lord. Bless her staff even now as they continue to endeavor to lift up the kingdom of God. Father, we pray this prayer and we believe it is done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And if you miss any portion of the show, please iCarve it by going to our website, which is www.themorningglory.org. We definitely will have the manual out. So if you're interested in getting a free copy of it, please hit us up on our fan page, which is on Facebook, The Morning Glory IVO Hope, and we definitely will get you. Pastor, I love you. I appreciate you. This information was powerful. I thank you so much. I love you. And I want to tell y'all again, don't forget to join us. If you're here in the New York area, to come to Kingdom Life Temple. Our services start at 9:30, but for us, I'm telling you, get there at 8:30. Get there for prayer. Start your service with prayer. Get on your knees. And then come into the building for 9:30 and just have an awesome time with our family who will receive you in love. That address again is 3030 Jerome Avenue. It's in the Bronx and it's near Jerome and Bedford Park, right there on the corner. We right there for you. Our arms are open for you. Our hearts are here for you. And most importantly, God is definitely in the building. God bless. Until we meet again, enjoy this phenomenal year. Love you all.
1, 2, 1, 2. Here we go. Chance, I believe it. If I want.